listener production.
Hi, I'm Amy Ross. Despite the Victorian Electoral Commission to declare a successful candidate, National Jade Benham has claimed victory over the seat of Mildura. With 86% of the votes counted, she holds more than 51%. Independent MP Ali Cupper, who previously held the seat, has less than 49% of the votes. Ms Benham took to social media, saying it's an immense privilege to represent the region. And the new-look state cabinet is here with plenty of familiar faces, including Bendigo East MP and Deputy Premier Jacinta Allen. She's retained her portfolios of transport and infrastructure, the suburban rail loop, as well as Commonwealth Games delivery. As the weather heats up across western Victoria, it's causing a spike in call-outs for animal rescuers to get our lizard friends off the roads. Reptile specialist Simon Wotherow says reptiles are essential for the environment.
They're great, they're wonderful, they're full of surprises. It's important to just treat them as part of our environment and learn as much as you can. Learn to live with them is really important and treat them with respect, and I think that goes a long way.
Data from the Real Estate Institute of Victoria shows median house prices in Bendigo has gone up in the past 20 years. Since 2002, there's been a rise of 346.7%, but the city's median house price is still one of the more affordable ones in the state. To sport, the Australian Dolphins swim team are keen to compete in their first World Championship on home soil in a while, completing a training camp in Bendigo before heading to the World Short Course Championships in Melbourne. Training sessions will be open to the public throughout this week at the Guri Wanyara Wellbeing Centre, with a signing session at 11 a.m. on Saturday. Squad member Matt Temple says he's confident the team has what it takes to secure gold.
Australia hasn't had a major meet for a very long time, so hopefully the community and the rest of the country can get around the Australian Dolphins and bring everyone home, I guess.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.